Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
I'm Gregory Girard, the teacher from the street. And I want to talk about when I was a teacher in Compton Unified School District. So I was a chaperone at the high school prom. And I left the prom with the kids to go to the after prom. And we went to the IHOP for breakfast until like 9 o'clock in the morning. So when I left the after prom, I didn't go home. I went to my neighborhood apartment complex where my friends lived in the complex, and I went to the pool, and I hung out at the pool. So I was at the pool drinking my alcohol. And a girlfriend of mine, she saw me down at the pool, and she invited me up to her house to have a drink with her. So I went up to the house, and it was her and her niece and her uncle. So we went up, and we were drinking, and I went into the kitchen to get a refill on my drink. And I caught the niece. She was 12 years old. She was in there taking swigs from the bottle. We were drinking brandy, and she was turning the bottle up, taking swallows of the brandy. And every time her father sends her into the kitchen to refill his drink, she's taking shots out the bottle. So anyway, we sat up and we drank, and I guess I got kind of drunk. I was feeling really good. But I rented a Corvette for the prom. So the next day, I'm at my friend's house, and we're drinking, and I leave to go to the basketball game because Magic Johnson had given me tickets to the Lakers game. The Lakers were playing in the playoffs, and I had gotten tickets to the game. So I drove to the Fabulous Forum in Inglewood for the Lakers game. And I must have been kind of drunk, because my friend said I took off out the parking lot racing really fast. And if they had known that I was going someplace other than to my house, they said they would have stopped me. But I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving. And I'm driving a Vet, so I'm punching it because the Vet can roll. And I drive and I go to the Fabulous Forum, and we watch the Lakers game. and the Lakers win. And so we go in the locker room, and I'm drinking. I got a 22-ounce cup that I've been drinking beer during the game, okay? So I'm drinking beer during the game. After that, well, I was feeling no pain. I was feeling really good. Plus the fact that I hadn't been to sleep in 2 days because I chaperoned the prom, and then I went to the Lakers game, and we finished the Lakers game about 10 o'clock at night. So by the time we finished drinking, it was almost midnight, and I jumped in my vet. And I went down to the freeway, and I jumped on the freeway, and I'm driving home. So I was driving on the fast lane, and I closed my eyes. And I thought to myself, wow, that feels really good. I need to be home in my bed sleeping. And I went to sleep behind the wheel. I bounced off of the center divider, and I went all the way across 5 lanes on the freeway to the right side of the freeway. And if they didn't have a 10-foot brick wall up on the other side of the freeway, I would have went off the freeway down into the traffic on the street. But because they have this 10-foot brick wall, I hit the wall and I stopped. But the car smashed up, and then the car caught fire. Emergency services showed up almost immediately, and they had to cut me out of the car, and they put me in the ambulance, and they took me to the hospital. I woke up the next morning, and I didn't know where I was, so I woke up, and I tried to sit up, and all the bells and the whistles went off, and the doctor and the nurses ran into my room, and they said, hold on, wait, don't move. We have to check to see if you have any broken bones, because when you came into the hospital, you were unconscious. So I said, oh, okay. So I waited for them to check me out. I had a neck brace on and everything. And they checked me and they said, okay, you're all right. You don't have any broken bones. You got a sprained wrist and you're going to need some stitches in your hand. But other than that, you're all right. You don't have any broken bones or anything, so you're okay. So they checked me out. And they released me, so I went home, and I went to the impound yard to get my vet, and I saw it was all smashed up, and I was like, my God, I was in that? And I went home, and I ended up going to sleep. And then I got a notice in the mail that said that I got a DUI. And I was like, a DUI? How did I get a DUI? So I ended up going to court, and the judge said that I was guilty of driving drunk in public and he gave me 7 days in jail for being drunk in public. But I told him I can't go to jail right now. I'm a school teacher, and I got to do the grades for my class at the end of the year. So the judge said, okay, you don't have to go to jail right now. Once you finish your school year with your students, then you go and turn yourself in and do your 7 days. And I said, okay, fine, I will do that. That's the end of my story. Thank you for listening to Gregory's Story.
Yes, what's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? How you doing today? Are you feeling good? It's raining in Vegas, baby. It's raining. It's about 45 degrees, but it's raining in Vegas. That's right. It's raining in Las Vegas. We're in the desert, and we're getting rain. So that's good. We need a little rain around here. And from my word on the street, I found out it's raining in California, too. So that's a good thing. We're getting rain where we need it most. That's right. We're getting rain all over the West Coast. That's it. That's all. All right. Well, this is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I just want to tell you a real short story. You know, I was younger. I was maybe 10 or 11 years old, and I was with my younger brothers, and my mom and dad had gone to visit one of their friends that lived in Baldwin Hill in Ladera Heights, and that's off of Lawson and Overhill in the high rent district, we call it. It's Ladera Heights. So we had gone to visit some friends, and my daddy got drunk. And when we got ready to go home, my daddy wouldn't let my mama drive. He said, I can drive. I'm okay. And my mother was like, no, you've been drinking. So you let me drive, or we're walking. And he said, well, I'm not letting you drive. This is my car, and I'm driving. So my mother got out the car, and she opened the back door and said, all right, fellas, out of the car. And we had just got all tucked in. We had a blanket, and we had wrapped it around ourselves, and we had got nice and warm in the car. And my mother said, all right, everybody out. And we're like, what? We're getting out. And I'm like, come on, Daddy, let Mama drive. And then he's like, nope, I'm not letting her drive. This is my car. And so we said, oh, well. And so my mother's like, come on, get out the car, get out. So we all get out the car, and my daddy tries to play sympathy games with me. He's like, come on, Gregory, ride with me. And I'm like, no. Mama's like, nope, you're not riding with him. You're walking with us. And I'm like, man, come on, Dad, let Mom drive. Because I'm cold, and I'm sleepy, and, you know, everybody had gotten in the car, and we had gotten all warm, and then all of a sudden we had to get out the car, and it was cold outside. And so my daddy rolled off. He drove home and left us out on the street. And so we ended up having to walk home from Ladera Heights, and we got to Ladera and Flossin Avenue, and we had to walk down Flossin Avenue all the way to our house. And we lived on 65th and Western, so we had to walk all the way down Flossin, which was about 10 miles, at least it seemed like that. It must have been about maybe 6 miles, actually. But we walked, and we walked all the way down Flossin, down the main street. And, you know, I was kind of tough. So I was walking around people, you know, and my mother was like, get over here. I want you to stay close to the family. So So my brothers was walking close to my mother, and I was walking all on the side, on the street side. I was walking by myself like I was a big kid. And I walked all the way down the street, and we walked all the way till we got to Van Ness, and then we walked up Van Ness, and then we turned on 65th Place, and we walked all the way down 65th Place to our house. And we got in the house, and my daddy was in the house, and he had gone to bed, so he was laying up in bed sleeping when we got to the house. And my mother was mad, but she didn't say anything. She ended up going to bed, and she put us in bed. That's the end of our story. That's the end of my story to tell you for right now. I may have something else to tell you later. Well, all right, it's time for a commercial break. All right, Papa D, play a commercial break. Play a song and then drop the spot.
Places to live, trying to find apartments that were empty so I could spend the night in them. And I was finding buildings that were empty so I could spend the night in them. And I'd go out during the daytime and I'd walk around the city and I'd go handle my business. I went to the plasma center, and I donated plasma twice a week. and I got $25 each time I went to the plasma center. So you could go twice a week. So I get $50 a week just donating plasma. And then I go around and collect cans, and I did that, and I got $1 a pound. So it was like cash and carry. You could always get money. And I used to do this every day, all day long.
About saffron. Oh, saffron's mad about me. I'm just mad about saffron. She's just mad about me. They call me mellow yellow, quite rightly. They call me mellow yellow, quite rightly. They call me mellow yellow.
Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG at gmail.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? How you doing? Are you feeling good? Are you enjoying the clips from my upcoming comedy album? Oh, yeah. You should get some good laughs off of those comedy stories when you share them with your friends. That'll be the best way to enjoy these shows. Is you buy the album, and then you play them for your friends so they can get a good laugh off of what you've heard on the comedy show. Yes, it's going to be very entertaining. Yes, I can tell you that now. It's going to be a lot of fun to listen to. So that's what I think of what you've been hearing. Now, let me see. DJ, Papa D, do you have another song you can play?
was in college, I had a couple of roommates that were from San Francisco. And I was hanging out in San Francisco. And I went down the street walking, and these girls were waving at me and smiling at me. And I went back to my buddy's house, and I said, Ice, man, I was walking down the street from your house, and there was some girls waving at me. He said, those weren't girls waving at you. And I said, what? Are you serious? He said, well, let's take a walk. And we walked out of the house and walked down Polk Street. And I saw these group of girls over at the side. And they looked at us and started waving at us and saying, hey, come here. And my buddy's like, no, we're not going over there. And I'm like, why not? The girls are calling us. He said, nope, they're not all girls. And I looked, and I said, they all got dresses on. And he said, that doesn't mean nothing. We're on Polk Street. Polk Street don't have girls on Polk Street. And I said, what do you mean? He said, well, let's go over there and look. And he said, look at their neck. And I said, look at their neck. What do you mean? And I looked. And they said the ones with the knot in their neck are not women. And I was like, what? And I said, but they got dresses on. And I said, oh, my God. And I was like checking them out while I was walking down the street. And girls would be waving at me. And I go, oh, you ain't no woman. Don't be waving at me. And I walked off, and I was so shocked. I was like, oh, that's how you tell a man from a woman. Except you can go up there and grab them in their nuts. And if you get a handful of dick, you know it's a man. But you might just stop.
I'm Gregory Gerard, Big Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to put together a promotion team. That's right. I'm looking for people to assist me in putting on concerts in Las Vegas. I'm also looking for people to assist me putting on fundraisers for the homeless. And I'm looking for people to help me advertise on social media, help me advertise my radio show and other activities that we'll be involved in Las Vegas. And I'm also interested in having people assist me to guest appearances when I appear in public at social events. Yes, if you're interested in being a member of the promotion team, call 323-870-4366. And you can leave your name and your phone number with my engineer, and he will make sure I get the message, and I will interview you for the position of being a member of my promotion team. If you want to work in Vegas in entertainment, this is the best place to start.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Tells me I'm into something.
everybody doing today? Are you feeling good? Hey, we had some rain in Las Vegas yesterday. Last night, they had the Thunder and Lightning show all over in Las Vegas. It was amazing. I just heard about it, though, because I was inside in the bed when the lightning took place. So I heard about it from all of the girls I talked to today. They said it was beautiful. I love the rain. And I'm like, how can you love the rain unless you have a boyfriend to love the rain with? Because otherwise, we don't like the rain. We don't want to walk around in the rain. We want the sunshine. We want to groove in the sunlight, in the heat in Las Vegas. That's what I'm talking about. I don't know what them girls are talking about, but they said they loved the rain. It was so pretty. And they went and walked outside in the rain. And I'm like, oh, you girls are stupid. You guys are just stupid. Just stupid. How can you like the rain and you don't even have a boyfriend to walk in the rain with? Isn't rain and weather lovers' weather? Isn't that weather where you sit and you cuddle and you hug and you kiss in the rain? Ain't that what the rain is about? Otherwise, we want to be in the sunshine. We want to be walking up and down the street enjoying the light, enjoying the heat. That's what we come to Vegas for. We want to enjoy the show, and we want to enjoy the girls on the strip. So what are they talking about? We enjoyed the rain. It was so pretty. I'm like, come on, pass me with that nonsense. Pass me. Pass it on. Why? I don't want to hear that. Because if you ain't my girlfriend and we ain't hugging and snuggling and hooking up, and I don't want to be in the rain. I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I got to take a shower because I don't like the water. I don't like the rain at all. So anyway, I like going swimming, though, but I don't like being wet just for the sake of being wet with all your clothes on. That ain't cool. Anyway.
Blue, it was wider than white.
hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I gotta take a shower. Pass me with that nonsense. What's up, baby? You want some dick? Cocaine. And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back. I don't know what them girls are talking about. And I said, oh, my God. And I was like, a DUI? How did I get a DUI? And I can make you holler all day and all night. And I said, but they got dresses on. And I'm like, how can you love the rain unless you have a boyfriend? And I was like, what? Come holler at me, because I can put it down, baby. I can make it work. I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit. And I like cocaine all day long. G-Money says, come see G-Money. And I can make you happy. I was going to junior college, and my football coach had a nightclub in Hollywood. So I would drive up and down Hollywood looking for prostitutes. I guess I got kind of drunk. I was feeling really good. I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving. Plus the fact that I hadn't been asleep in 2 days, and I thought to myself, I need to be home in my bed sleeping. What was I going to do? That dude was big. And I went to sleep behind the wheel. My God, I was in that. But I told him I can't go to jail right now. I'm a school teacher, and I got to do the grades for my class at the end of the year. And we looked up, and the blunt had gone all the way to the top of the arena. So I was driving on the fast lane, and I closed my eyes. They said it was beautiful. I loved the rain. I must have been kind of drunk. I wore a fishnet dress, and I wore a silk cap, and I wore leg warmers. I was shining like a black seal. My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? How you feeling? Are you feeling good? Are you laughing at the joke on my radio show? The comedy album will be out soon, and you'll really be able to hear all of the stories and get good laugh off of all of the situations I put myself in. Yes, G-Money is all over the place. He's doing things that people wouldn't believe a Check out the album. It's going to be a blast. All right. Anyway, this is G Bunny, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to thank you for listening to today's show. It was an opportunity for me to share with you a lot of my clips from my comedy album and for me to have you laugh a little bit. Instead of listening to me doing all the talking live and in living color, I played a bunch of comedy clips for you to laugh at. So you get a good idea of what's coming your way. But anyway, I want to thank you for listening to today's show, and I'll be back on Thursday with my radio show at 3 o'clock, and we'll be back on Friday with the homeless show dedicated to the homeless. So I want to thank DJ Papa D for his engineering skills. And I want to thank Papa Big Nasty. Whoa, I almost called him Papa Nasty. Big Nasty on the radio show. All right. Well, I want to say thank you, everybody, all over the world, for listening to my show and making me world famous. And that's how we do it. All right. Well, I don't have anything else to say. I think I'm going to go eat lunch. All right. Later. And I'll talk to you on Thursday. Bye. I'm out of here. Later.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.